coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall!
Hey, baby.
Frodo is begging.
We're here in Maple Pines, Canada.
Oh, sorry, I'm in a food coma. I ate so many maple donuts this morning.
I know. I watched you. And I ate a few, but I didn't
I was about to say, you didn't just watch.
I didn't say. I didn't.
You know,
listen to Kendall. He's been so bitchy. Ever since he quit drinking, he had a run in with some chandeliers, and he's just maple donut. And leave me alone. Here at CHMP headquarters, that's the spirit of Maple Pines. They've allowed us to come and set up in their little station here last week and this week. This is the sister city to Busheltown in Canada.
I love it. They have been so gracious this whole time.
So gracious.
I just couldn't be happier. And, you know, one of the things that I always do wherever I go, I always use the excuse of, well, who knows when I'd be able to eat all this maple stuff again. So I have eaten everything that has maple in the title.
I know.
And that's why I'm in such a foul mood and I'm so fat.
Well, you know, this morning when I went outside, I went outside the cabin and it was nature all around, because can I tell you what I saw?
What did you see?
I saw a giant fat rat running away, and it was
just like we're in Busheltown.
It was very reminiscent.
Was it the size of a bread box?
Yes, it was a huge rat, and it did remind me of home, of Busheltown. Mm-hmm. But I saw a huge rat running away, and it was being chased by cats, which reminded me of the fish herding cats in the fish hatchery downstairs from where I live. At home, but it was being chased by these two cats, and then also there were these two people out walking their dogs, and so one of the dogs was not on a leash, and so that dog like went right after for the cats, and the cats are chasing the rat, and the rat's hopping and trying to get away, and there's a guy with a you could tell people are starved for real things to happen in the world, because we were all just transfixed by this nature.
Things
that
are just
was
too
outside.
Nice here. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just a beautiful scene. It really reminded me of the importance of living.
Wow. You had such a...
All right.
I thought something else was going to happen.
That's
I don't know all the buttons here.
That's because I'm a little Canadian disruption there.
I don't know what that is. You had this big enlightening moment from seeing this rat.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But it didn't remind me anything about the show. But it just reminded me of home. But this is a show about dealing with things that you hate.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
just turn the show off.
Tip one, if you hate this show, just turn it off.
Yep.
Turn it the hell off.
No.
But tip two is, we're even here. We're exploring options for what we might do in case of some election eventualities in November. And we thought we might have to move to Canada. And if we do, well, I think we could make a home here in Maple Pines.
There's a lot of good maple stuff around.
I know.
Even the money smells like maple. Did you know that?
Does it?
Yep.
There's Pete's Pies, which is right down the road.
Ooh.
And have you been in there?
No.
No?
We're going to have to take a break right now, listeners.
I guess that was with Crock-Pot when we went in there.
I'm going to go after the show.
Oh, and it's just every kind of pie and,
speaking
so
my
nice.
Language, yeah.
So nice.
One of each. The first thing is if something you hate, just run away from it like we would do. We moved to Canada.
Right, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Run away. Well, that's
run
not just
away.
Something you hate. That's something that's just apocalyptic. You have
run
to get away from.
Run away from Kendall.
Yeah. No, something you really can do, Cliff.
Run away.
Yeah. When something that you really hate, that really bothers you.
Yeah, what can you do?
Well,
come on.
First, take a moment and really think about why it bothers you and then try the best you can to prove to yourself that it's useless to get mad about it, because it is. It doesn't do anything or help anything. And then hopefully after you work through this and you work on, you know, knowing that it's useless to get mad about it, then maybe you might still get angry, but it'll just seem a lot more silly. Because I often think about that all the time. Like, worrying does nothing.
It does
nothing. Being angry does nothing. So all you can do is just accept it and move on.
Oh, I had to show you this beautiful photograph I was just taken of a moose on Mrs. Butterbutterbutterbutterbutterbutterbutterbutter's phone.
Dear, isn't it lovely?
Look at that. Look at the home.
I already have it out, dear.
It's beautiful. Majestic.
You know, we have seen about 20 moose this morning alone.
Oh, my God. I love seeing the moose. I feel, you know, because I love Bowinkle so much.
Yeah, where's Rocky?
Hello!
Dear, we have had the most wonderful time, dear. We've taken a vacation for us, dear.
But, dear, show them the photograph I took of that squirrel this morning, dear.
Dear, look at this.
Look, he was after
Look at with
nut.
His little hat on, dear.
He was storing nuts for the winter bows.
Oh, that's so cute. What else have you guys done?
What have you done? Now, I know we've been here slaving over the show.
Yeah, I know why you wanted to come to Canada now, Mr. Non-Bomb. You wanted to take a little vacation.
Oh no, Bob. You know, a producer's work is never done, Bob.
So what have you been doing? What have you been working on? Well, dear, you know, we went to see the Niagara Falls, dear. I've always wanted to see Niagara Falls, dear. It was beautiful. We went on the Maid of the Mist boat, dear. Rode out right next to the falls, dear. It was beautiful. You could feel the water on your face, dear.
It was incredibly romantic, Buzz.
That does sound lovely.
If you ever have a beautiful wife like me, I suggest you take her to the falls, Buzz.
Well, I would, but she's
if you
always,
know what I mean, Buzz.
She's always out of the country.
Oh, that's right. Kendall does have a beautiful wife.
You forgot.
I forgot.
She's quite lovely, dear. She's just never around.
I love her. And even though she's not around, I do think of her. It's like when I think of the people in my life, I include her.
When I think
to
of the
myself.
People.
I do. I know that she does not of me. She has been 75
does.
People before. I, but
we
I,
talk
I have,
about you all the time.
Yeah, right.
We do. You're a daily part of my life. Your artwork hangs in my house.
We're very friends and we like
you. Oh, shut up.
Listen, ever since he stopped drinking, it's just he can't take a joke.
You're the one.
Oh, boo! I won't have you fighting on Canadian soil,
it's just a little rousing
We're
game.
We're just kidding. Yeah. These are just jokes. It's a joke show.
It's a joke-filled joke-a-thon.
Dear, you said another moose outside the window, dear. Pull your phone out, dear. We need to take a photograph.
Let's go.
All right. Well, there they go.
Cliff, I can't believe we're doing some bad jokes.
In Canada.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right. Do you have a joke for me, Cliff?
I do. Now, Kendall, there's a prostitute.
Okay, let's start it out right.
But you know what? She wants to leave her employer. And so she goes to the head whore. And the head whore says...
The head whore. I haven't heard from her in a while.
She says, but why? Why do you want to leave? You're the most popular girl in the house. Why, you go upstairs at least 25 times a day.
Ooh.
And the hooker, she says, well, that's just it. My feet are killing me.
Hilarious. All right, Cliff. A mother and a father.
Oh, beautiful scene.
Beautiful family. They took their 6-year-old son to this nude beach.
Nude beach?
I don't know why they did this. They're idiots. But as the boy walked along the beach, he noticed that some of the ladies had, big old boobs. Bigger than his mother's. And he asked her why. And she said, well, son, the bigger they are, the dumber she is.
Oh, my God.
And the boy was pleased with the answer. So he goes on to play in the ocean. But he returns to tell his mother that many of the men have larger units than his father.
Oh, my God.
And his mother said, well, the bigger they are, the dumber they are.
Whoa.
Again, satisfied with the answer, the boy returns to the ocean to play. And shortly after, he comes back and he told his mom, Daddy is talking to the dumbest girl on the beach. Mm. And the longer he talks, the dumber he gets.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Give me a comedy drum feel there, Cliff.
Oh, right. Kendall, in joke world, you're never going to guess what happened.
I won't.
Who but a doctor?
A doctor?
Is making his rounds in the hospital, Busheltown General, when he comes upon a guy with the worst case of sunburn he has ever seen. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
The poor guy is burnt raw from his head to his toe, and he's in agony, Kendall. agony. And he says to the doctor, is there anything you can give me to ease this terrible pain? And the doctor says,
yes, I'll prescribe some Viagra for you.
Viagra? That's exactly
You're
what he
right,
said.
I didn't know what
he said. Viagra? Asked the guy, how will that help my sunburn? And the doc, he says,
it won't help your sunburn much, but at least it'll keep the sheets off.
Whoa! Oh!
Oops. Oh. Sorry, the door was open, so I shut it.
Thank you. That was a tent pole of a joke, Cliff.
Whoa! Whoa, that's a when you talk about your summer tent poles.
Cliff, I happen to be doing some magic.
Alohomora!
For a group here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For a group, they were here visiting from Mexico.
Beautiful.
And I was trying to be cool, you know, and funny, and count in Spanish for my disappearing act.
Yeah.
And I counted uno, dos, and poof, the audience disappeared without a trace.
Poof.
Without a trace.
Without a trace. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'll keep saying it.
Shut the f*** up. Kendall, speaking of the Canadian wilderness, a bear and a rabbit were in the forest. Doing what? But taking a shit.
Uh-oh. I told you a bear shouldn't look.
The bear, he looked over at the rabbit and he said, he had a slight problem. Stuttering, stammering problem, but we love him anyway. We're not here to judge. The bear, he looked over at the rabbit and he said, do you ever have a problem with shit sticking to your fur? And the rabbit said, no, I don't. And the bear then picked up the rabbit and wiped his ass with it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. That was happening off to the side when I saw the rat and the cats and stuff this morning. There, the bear and the rabbit were shitting in the woods.
That was a hair shitty, Cliff.
What a shitty shit. When you talk about shit covered hair.
Cliff, did you hear about the guy who invented the knock knock joke?
No.
He won the Nobel Prize. Cliff, why did Mozart kill all his chickens?
Something to do with the Moonlight Sonata? I don't know.
No, because when he asked them who the best composer was, all they'd say was bok, bok, bok. And Cliff, finally, for me, what's the best thing about Switzerland?
Not that damn uranium mine where Austin went to work.
I don't know, but the flag is a huge plus.
Whoa! That's for our geography majors.
Oh, okay. They'll love it. Anybody that's paying attention.
Kendall, finally, then that's nobody. Kendall, finally, a hillbilly woman went to the hospital, back to the hospital to have her first child. And a year later, she went back for the second child. And the next year, Kendall, it was almost like clockwork. Back for the third.
With 19 and counting.
The hospital staff naturally began to expect her, and she was there every year. But Kendall, the 12th year, finally came on, and she didn't show, and the staff, they wondered what happened.
Uh-oh.
And a couple years later, she showed up, but not pregnant. She's had some sort of like a yeast infection or something. And the hospital staff wondered, did her husband die or what? And when asked why she hadn't been there having a baby the past couple years, she said, well, no, we're not having it anymore. We found out what was causing it.
Thank God, see? That's what 19 and counting people should have done years ago. That reminds me of Jupiter Hollow when she's like,
I know.
Pushed out another baby.
That's what it reminded me of.
All right, Cliff, I got to take a big old break.
They named the first two Rose and Sadie. All right, I got to take a break.
We'll see you back in a little bit.
All right.
Hey, don't yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
It's just you and me.
Fantasy Fall.
We're all alone.
Fantasy Fall.
I'll start, you finish.
Fantasy Fall.
Live your wildest dreams.
Fantasy Fall.
Unlike any number you've ever called. 1-900-660-8000. $5 for the first minute, $1 for each additional minute. Call me now. Fantasy Phone.
We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back. Oh, Cliff, I said I had to take a break, not a bathroom break.
Good one, Kendall.
I'm here for the jokes, Cliff.
I'm here for the party.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the bad jokes.
It's okay, Kendall. Not even just our show, our lives are just a bad joke sometimes.
Yeah.
Kendall, now, if people really want to get rid of anger and deal with the things that they hate...
Yes, what do they do?
You know, they can do a lot of things. You can cry it out. You ever cried it out?
No, every day.
You can express your feelings through a creative outlet like podcasting or painting.
Podcasts like no one's listening.
And that's what we take that to heart.
We do.
We live that every week, weekly. We put out a show like no one will download it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes life works out the way you would think. But sometimes it doesn't. You know, remind yourself that you always have three options with any situation. Kendall, you can remove yourself and run like we might have to Maple Pines in November. You can change it and be Lee Harvey Oswald?
No. Don't do that.
Don't.
No.
I didn't say do it. I said you have the option.
Cliff and Kendall do not advocate anything like that.
It's an option. It's not a good option, but it's an option.
Terrible.
Or you can accept it. You can say, hey, I'm going to live through this, and I've lived through other things, and why not this?
Well, and that's one of the things I was going to say. Like, sometimes you know you have to deal with it. You have to, like, if you have to do a certain task or something, you know it's got to be done. So you just, like, suck it up. Breathe deep, let go of any resentment you have or anxiety, and sometimes, a little tip I read that I really like, that sounds a little hippie, but you'll like it.
Now, why do you think I'd like something that sounds like a hippie?
No, I just meant we'd all like it.
Because of my big fat hips?
Yeah, that's it.
You look a little hippie in those pants.
You can dedicate whatever you have to do to someone you love and use it as like a gift for that person. Think of it as a gift. If it's a loved one that you've lost or something.
I dedicate this toilet cleaning to the beloved memory.
Now, if you're dedicating
toilet
cleaning...
frequent guest star Alan.
If you're dedicating toilet cleaning to guest star Alan, doesn't it feel a little bit better doing it?
Alan, may your ghost see its face reflected in this toilet bowl.
How did this turn into me downing Alan with toilet cleaner?
Oh, I don't know. But, you know, I was thinking the other day, I thought, you know, life is so cruel and free of justice for any of us. And really, you know, people like frequent guest star Alan have gone on, and all we can do is enjoy these moments that we've got as best we can. And it doesn't matter if other people out there think, who are these fat morons doing a show? It does not matter. I think, you know, a lot of times I feel like growing up, I heard people say, well, don't do this, don't do that. And why they said to not do all those things was because they were afraid of people not liking it. And they were afraid, well, what will people say? What will people say?
I've noticed as I get older and you see all these older people that don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you just realize like, oh, when I quit giving a shit about what anybody else thinks, I enjoy my life a lot better.
Yeah. You can't do it for other people's approval. Uh-huh. You can't do it because other people are going to think it's cool. Especially, you can't record a podcast and expect that.
And we did that even before we realized that long ago. We still thought people would love it. I don't love that. Oh my god. Let's move on before you blorch all over the studio here.
In Canada, our neighbors to the north are going to be disgusted.
I've told him.
I blame you, Kendall.
Why do you blame me?
You should be keeping control of the situation in here.
This is not about to be better. Calm down. Your bowels are going to go off.
He is my co-host. Oh, well, we're just having a fight about the show.
Oh, dear. Well, that's normal.
But don't be having any fights on the air. We don't want anything we're loud. Abrasive Americans, bah.
I think that's too late.
Oh, my God.
Look at this beautiful scarf I'm knitting for our Canadian friends here.
Oh, but it's a beautiful scarf she's knitting, but it brings me peace just to watch her knit one and pearl two, but...
We're all yelling, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn comes in here.
Let me open this window so you can hear some nature over here.
So you can cut me off.
Calm down just a little bit and take it down. Think of the rat that I saw. Oh, and just enjoy. All right, let me close the window. It's a little chill. It's a beautiful weather up here.
You know, I love a little chill.
I'm loving it.
It feels like constant fall.
Dear, there's a bird. There's a bird outside the window, dear. You must put out your phone, dear. We're going to take a picture so Fonky can take it to school.
Oh, my God. I've got my binoculars in here, too, dear.
Oh, my God. They are into the wildlife.
They are. I think they would love it up here. They would. It's like retiring to Canada and just enjoying.
What if our lives get a whole lot better because we move up here?
Who knows? We can watch America implode below.
You know, I have had things in my life where I thought, oh no, I can't deal with this. And then it turned out to be better than what I had before. Have you had things like that?
Yes. Oh, of course.
All right, we won't go into what they are.
Yeah, it's a long list.
We're going to do a brand new segment here on the show right now. We thought, why not debut this segment in Canada, in Maple Pines, Busheltown, Sister City?
Why not?
It's a segment I like to call Fat Word.
Oh, Fat Word. Oh, yeah.
And what it is, we have short words or phrases. We're going to try to get the other to guess by using one-word clues, right?
Right.
Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. Our listeners thinking, but isn't every word on your show a fat word?
Yeah.
All right, so you want to start, Cliff?
All right, so I've got a word. Listeners, play along. You see if you can guess it along with Kendall, okay?
You'll probably get it before me.
If you do, just fast forward until Kendall gets it. It'll be about a minute and a half.
14 minutes.
All right, Kendall, my clue is under.
Where? That's not a fat word.
No. Yeah, then remember that these are all to do with fat. Extra.
Wait.
You're getting closer. More. Under. Think of all the clues.
Under, more, extra. I can't. I don't know. You got to give me more than three words.
Oh, my God. You should get it in one. If this were songs which you should know, I would have named 10 songs by now.
Well, we knew that I wasn't going to be good at this. 14 minutes later.
I thought, you know what? In 450 shows, we might find a segment you're good at.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
You got to pass. Overweight.
I said weight.
You said weight. You didn't say overweight.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. That's where I was confused. I'm sorry. Well, see, what confused me is I was like, well, I said weight. Okay.
All right. It's okay. There's a learning curve. This is the first time we've ever done this segment.
Yes.
We will get the hang of it.
All right. Here we go, Cliff.
All right.
Hi.
Cholesterol.
Yeah.
Ah!
Damn it.
All right.
I thought that was... I was like, well, he'll never get this one.
All I do is talk about my high cholesterol.
Well, I know.
All right, Kendall. These are words or very short phrases to do with that.
I got it.
Topping?
Whipped cream. Oh, it's one more.
No. That might be. That's an acceptable guess.
Okay.
That's good. Good, Kendall. Good.
Frosting.
Let me think. Okay. So we said topping and now warm.
Icing. Or
chocolate.
The frosting.
The clues have been topping.
I know.
Warm.
Fudge.
And chocolate. So not just fudge.
But icing. Fudge icing. Fudge
warm.
Cream.
Warm! Hot!
Oh.
Hot fudge.
Okay. Well, that's two words.
I said whipped cream was acceptable.
Well, okay. I didn't realize that. I said short phrases. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm still getting the rules here.
Right, so it's the altitude in Canada. It's getting to me. Making me a little more, you know. It's okay. We're going to get it. Not everybody's as good at me as at everything. So you go ahead. Do the next one.
All right. Milk.
Ice cream.
Drink.
Shake.
Yes.
So just shake.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here's another word to do with fat. We're not going to stop till you get the hang of it.
Okay.
Sodium.
Salt.
Expanding.
Bloat.
Oh, you got it! close. You got it. Good job.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. Paula. No.
Abdul. No. Butter.
Yes. I thought of all the ways I could get butter. And I was like, well, that would put it right there.
There you go. Sweet.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar. I'm getting good at this. Okay. I'll do one more.
Okay, I got one more.
Ocean.
Whale.
Yes.
All right. Oops, sorry. I meant this.
No, right. You hit the one for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what. All right, one more. Last one, everybody. Ready? Are your listeners playing at home? Have you tallied up? Have you made bets with your partner?
He's falling asleep.
All right. Words to do with fat. Here we go. See if you can get this one. Co-host.
Cliff.
Cliff!
That one I'm always bound to get.
I think that went well.
After I got the hang of it, that went real well. It was hit or miss there at the beginning.
I think it was great. It was great. Don't feel bad at all. Kendall, that's all for Fat Word.
Yes. All right, Cliff.
Yeah. All right. Before we wrap this bitch up, I think we need to do some shout outs.
Oh, shouts.
Shout it all out.
Shout it all out. These are the things that we're shouting about from Canada.
Come on. I'm shouting to you.
Come on.
All right, Kendall, do you have a shout out for our listeners?
I do have a shout out.
All right.
I, first of all, want to shout out to Terry the Temp.
Oh.
She is handling all my magic classes that I was teaching at the community center in Busheltown. So she
I don't know if
she really knows that much about magic, but I'm sure she's trudging through. She always does good at anything she attempts at.
You know, she does. She's a wonder.
She does. She does.
Kendall, I want to give a shout out to our hosts here, the management of CHMP, the Spirit of Maple Pines. You know,
well, you took my next one.
So accommodating to us and so warm and welcoming. So I just want to give a shout out. They let us stay in that cabin down the street where there's was a rat and those cats this morning. And it's just been a beautiful
time.
Such
wonderful wildlife you didn't get to see. Are you sure you don't want to come in here and be on there?
Yeah, they're so shy.
No.
We keep asking them. We've asked them all week to be
But no, thank you very much. We do shout out to you.
Yeah, we wanted to do a long interview about Canada, but that's okay. We can fill it up with something else.
All right, well, I want to give a shout out to my mother, who's been very sick, and she's been, you know, too sick to worry and report about the news lately, but I'm hoping for a quick recovery for her to get back to the news from Kendall's mother.
News.
Shouting out to her.
Oh, I don't know what to be worried about unless she's there to
tell me. Who knows? I'm worried about everything.
Kendall, I want to give a shout out to all those people from Canada that we love, like Ryan Gosling. Love him.
All those kids love him.
They love him. Jim Carrey. And Michael J. Fox, who we're always talking about how much we love.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he was from Canada?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
What? And you didn't tell me?
I didn't know you didn't know.
I loved You Let Me Borrow Doc Hollywood a few weeks ago. I loved it.
Oh,
it
did you?
Yeah, it's great.
I still need to rewatch it. Oh.
Seth Rogen. I'm looking for a gay Seth Rogen if any of you are out there. Celine Dion. Come on, Celine. She and Michael Bublé, fellow Canadian.
Their heart will go on.
They're the only ones who come close to me in my perfect pitch.
Close.
And other Canadians we want to salute really quickly. Alanis Morissette, Keanu Reeves, Katie Lang, The Rock, and Faye Ray.
Wow, all those Canadians.
You may find yourself saying, whatever happened to Faye Ray and her delicate satin-draped frame?
I do find myself saying that at least once or twice a year.
How it clung to her thigh and I started to cry.
Early in the season for that one, Cliff.
Because I wanted to be dressed just the same.
Thank you, Canada, for all of those Canadian wonders.
Thank you!
And finally, Cliff, I do want to shout out to one other person. I want to shout out to Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn for baking all those lovely things for the trip to come up here that we ate in 5 minutes.
We ate them before we left the Busheltown city limits, but it was a wonderful thought that she had, and that is what is important. We want to thank her and shout out to her as well. That's all. I was going to shout out to Jake Gyllenhaal, but I did that last week. So that's all the shout outs I've got. that's it for this
and
week.
That's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad that we, you know, we have things that we have to hate and that we have to find ways around them. And it's so sad that we're going to be leaving Canada because it has been such a wonderful time up here.
Oh, it has. Sorry.
What did you do in Canada?
I don't know. You don't want to know what I'm doing.
But I'm hoping that that maybe things will be fine in America. We won't have to move to Canada. But if we do, I'm glad we have a great place to come.
I'm glad we have a wonderful place here. Maybe we could all just stay in that cabin for 4 years down the street.
I got a quote.
All right. Yeah.
This world of ours must avoid becoming a community of dreadful fear and hate and be instead a proud confederation of mutual trust and respect. And you know who said that?
No.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dwight Schrute.
No. He said, get some beats. Okay.
Kendall, few people can be happy unless they hate some other person, nation, or creed. Isn't that a damn shame? And that was said by Bertrand Russell.
I thought you were going to say Bertram L. Rhymer, poet laureate in Busheltown.
Yeah, it sounds like something he would say.
Yep. Now, hate, it's caused a lot of problems in the world, but it's yet to solve one. And that was Maya Angelou.
Oh, Maya. Kendall, hate is the consequence of fear. We fear something before we hate it. A child who fears noises becomes a man who hates noise.
Very true.
Finally, I never hated a man enough to give him his diamonds back. And that was said by Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, Zsa Zsa.
I wish she'd said some more. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week. Or in Busheltown.
Terry the Temp, have you been picking up my mail?
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.